Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
The world just to start the feeling. Just to start the feeling.
I love that song. It is not a sing-along. It really isn't. You know, nobody can get almost at our way up here. You can't do it. But it is, I just love it. I was playing that for, I'm always pulling that song up at home. Just like, yo, kitchen lady, kitchen biatch. Play me some Chapel Rome. John's like, God, you love that song. I'm like, I know. Let's figure out what key we can sing it in. Let's pick a different key for it. Do it, Maddie. You can do it.
Got to stop the world and stop the feeling.
There you go.
Yeah, that's, it's in the right city.
Thanks. See, I told you I can't sing. Nobody
can sing that song. I mean, she can sing. Kelly Clarkson can sing it. By and large, though, not a sing-along. So good, though. Okay, you guys, listen. I'm just going to clue you in. Because this Friday is Alice in Winterland. Mm-hmm. It's Friday the 13th. I feel like we've been talking about this forever. We're so excited about it. It's our big holiday party. We're figuring out how to make it as awesome and special as we possibly can. And one of the ways is to have you there. So this week through Wednesday, you can enter this. This is your last chance to win a pair of tickets to our sold out Alice in Winterland party concert. And qualify for a meet and greet with One Republic, sponsored by Macy's. Alice in Winterland, starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. It's December 13th, this Friday at the Paramount Theater in Oakland. Go to RadioAlice.com. RadioAlice.com is where you will find a way to enter to win these last chance tickets. This is your last chance to win Winterland. Get it? Today is Christmas card day. If you are, I used to be really religious about Christmas cards, especially when my kids were young. I would take the picture and do the picture card and do the, the whole thing. I am absolutely skipping this 100. Last year, I actually did put little packages together for my nearest and dearest. And this year, it's just been a year. I'm like, Sarah, you don't have to. You do not. No one is sitting at their mailbox waiting for your Christmas card. Everyone's busy with their own stuff. Let it go. So while today is Christmas card day and, what is this? Your last chance to get these things out? I don't know. I don't know why today's that day.
You know, it's funny that you say that and I'm happy to hear that you're choosing to...
Free myself from the chains of the...
Well, there's, if you look at your schedule and you just go, you know what? I can't. And I don't need to feel bad about it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a quote in the great movie Dumb and Dumber. I don't have it. I'll have to paraphrase because I don't, but girls, they want everything to be perfect. And it's so true in that Christina, when she throws a party or does anything, the amount of things she does that are over the top of anything anyone would expect anyone to do, she has put a backdrop up for a selfie wall for a gathering with friends. Like, yeah. Who does that? She does. There are people out there, girls, that like go that next extra level, yeah. And I'm impressed. But I also think at the end of that, if you're crying in your room because you just haven't had a second to yourself,
exhausted, like wrung out,
yeah, like really, sometimes maybe it's okay to just say, I can't,
mm-hmm.
or I won't,
yes,
be feeling guilty,
right,
or doing extra.
Which is not to say that if you look, I actually do enjoy sitting down with a stack of Christmas cards and writing a little something to people or getting that together. And if when I have time, but this year it was just, I'm not trying to take away the enjoyment of that stuff, but I'm with you, Vin. If Christine is crying at the end of that
she's
party,
not but
worth
I know
it.
Some people are.
But you do,
that's what I mean.
I feel that. I feel the thing where you're throwing a party and you do go, you're trying to think of everything. How do I make my party special? How do I host people and make them feel so welcomed and so warm and so full of food and just so happy? Like, leave with a glow. I want you to come to my house and leave so happy that you made the effort. Because it is an effort to go to people's parties. I don't want to go to any parties. But if I went and there was a selfie wall, I'd be like, John, let's go take a selfie in front of the selfie wall.
I
love it.
Just the she's an entertainer in that way. She likes to have people over. The more, the merrier is her attitude. I shouldn't say she's, you know, finds herself. It's not that. It's the job, the kids, the husband, the stuff. And then
life.
On top of that, the party and
right.
the things. Like, life can get busy.
It does.
Free yourself. And good job. You did it. You freed yourself.
This year, anyway.
Yeah.
This year, for sure. I had all these plans, all these things I was going to do, and all these little baubles I was going to make and chip out, and I'm just like, I'm not doing it. You know, as you were talking about that, well, I want people to come to my party, or I want to go to your party, whatever it is. No matter how close I am with someone and how much I love them and want to see them, if they cancel, I'm never mad. Like, have you ever noticed that, I mean... Never, I don't think you should ever fret about canceling. So I feel like we can't make it. I'm so sorry. Like, I always feel like, oh, okay, that's fine. Look at me with no plans for tonight. Honey, what do you want to watch a movie? What do you want to do? I guess because I'm getting older. I'm like, I'm fine with that. Yeah. Oh, you can't do it. All right. Well, that's a bummer. All right. Well, I'll see you next time. Thanks for the night off. It's fantastic. Although I suppose that, I don't know. Some people feel like they got to always constantly have something to do and be
248 says, Sarah, you're absolutely right. I wish we had 2 months of December to slow things down and enjoy the season, but we don't. Therefore, it's okay to allow ourselves to say no to some things. And Christmas cards were one of my no's as well.
Oh, good.
Take care of yourselves. Love y'all. Nikki Austin.
Thanks, Nikki Austin. App? Must be.
Odyssey.
Nikki Austin, Odyssey. I wondered... this year, if part of the problem was how late Thanksgiving was, like it felt really, really late in the month. Like we came back from the week of Thanksgiving and we have literally 3 weeks until, like, it feels like right now I got 3 weeks to do everything. And even that now I only have 2 weeks because in 2 weeks, most people are, if you're taking off for the holidays, that's when you're doing it. It just really feels like it's happening too fast. Please, no.
I'm loving it. Just for the record.
Yeah, well.
I love it. My kids are just.
It's the most wonderful
thrilled.
Time.
They're just in heaven.
Of the year.
Mm-hmm.
This is sad. I don't watch Duck Dynasty, so I don't really know this person. Yeah, is it? What's the deal with these? Are people who like live out in the country and they're duck hunters? Like, what is Duck Dynasty?
They they created a duck call that became very, very, very popular, and then they created.
You mean one of those little horns?
Yeah, and they made millions of dollars from selling their products and
this duck call.
Yeah, this.
Do you have a Duck Dynasty duck call?
I don't. I don't.
Do you
go
have
duck,
a duck?
I don't go duck hunting.
Do enough people go duck hunting that these people made millions?
They're not famous for that, though. They're famous for the TV show that they did. They have a reality show. And you know that you didn't see anything. You don't remember
anything. Oh, no. I've seen these people. But I did not know that they made millions. So did they get a reality show because they made millions?
They wanted to follow their, you know, these are like normal guys that have all this money and they live in big houses. And
where do they live?
I don't know. Louisiana Tech.
Louisiana is where the guy who the dad, I don't know, you know,
his name is Phil Robertson.
The dad used to play football.
Yes.
And one of the stories is he's around the age of Terry Bradshaw and played in the era when Terry Bradshaw played, and he played at Louisiana Tech, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, I know he played football, but I don't know.
So they got money and they didn't leave Louisiana.
But I think Louisiana is where it is because I think that's where he played football, and I think that's where Terry Bradshaw.
There's a lot of duck hunting there because there's a lot of water.
Yeah, sure. Down the bayou. Is that the bayou?
Yeah.
Sure.
Phil Robertson from Duck Dynasty is battling some really serious health problems, including Alzheimer's. His son, Jace Robertson, says Phil's not doing too well. Them there. This is my Cajun. I feel not doing too well down there. According to the doctor, sure, some sort of blood disease, something, some such. It's causing all kinds of problems. It's causing problems with the entire body. It's early stages of Alzheimer. Put those things together, not doing well, really struggling. Them there. Phil's son, let's see.
This just in. He did play Louisiana Tech University football, and so did Terry Bradshaw.
Did he go on to the pros, or
he
did
not.
Was a football?
No, he invented a duck bill call or something.
Yeah.
I don't think you call it a duck bill.
Duck
but
call.
Either way, duck call, and he's made a fortune. So good for him.
Phil's son, Alan, not good for him. He's bad now. So.
Well.
Phil's son, Alan, says, there'll be some day a little bit better, you know, a little more witty, and some days not so much. He's been to a bunch of doctors. I'm just guessing that they sound like, you know, Cajun dudes.
I mean, they have Southern accents, but they don't sound Cajun.
That's too bad.
But I like yours.
I really do. I like the Cajun
great.
Thing.
Actually, yeah, that's exactly how they sound.
Thank
keep
you
it up.
So much. Phil's been to a bunch of doctors. They all agree there is no curing what he has. So he's got some kind of blood disease on top of this Alzheimer's. They don't know. They're just trying to make him comfortable. Phil is 78 years old. So, you know, that's when your body starts to turn on you. Although.
It's awful.
It is awful. At 78, I don't know, you know, how he lived his life. And honestly, sometimes people smoke and drink and they live to be 110 years old or whatever. And the other people, they did everything right. They have a heart attack at 56.
Oh,
or whatever.
My boy didn't do everything right. He was with me and he was
working hard to be doing
things right.
He was right
there next to me at the keggers, trust me. Him and I were two people that would end up staring at walls at 2 a.m. Like we were.
More drinks.
Real pukes. But that said, I'll tell you something about that story. My friend, if you don't know, he's 54. He's 1 year younger than me. He had a heart attack out of nowhere. He's in great shape. He takes care of himself. He hasn't had a drink in 20 years. He surfs every day. He's got no body fat. Had a Widowmaker type artery clog.
Yeah, but an hour before he made it to the hospital, he had that.
Yeah, he was surfing. He was in the water at the time when it happened.
He gets out of the water, takes his surfboard, goes, gets on his bike, rides his bike home. I assume strips off all his gear and stuff. Meanwhile, the heart attack is going on.
It's happening.
Drives
exactly.
to the urgent care. They're like, go to the emergency room.
Yep.
We'll get you an ambulance. And he's like, no, I'm not paying for that. I'm going to drive there.
All this is true. So what? After the fact, he's like, I can't believe this happened to me. And also, I hardly eat any food at all. And now they're on me about what I eat.
Oh, what's he eating?
He eats nothing. That's the point. He's a guy he's thin. He's too light, if anything.
Mm.
He eats nothing. But the aftermath of something like that is they're on you. Like the doctors, the people that love you, your kids, your girlfriend.
Right.
You know, we made out. She's looking at him going, you can't have that anymore. And he's like, we're going to have a problem if you're going to be on me all the time. And she's like, you had a heart attack. What part of that don't you get? It's
Which
crazy.
Part doesn't he get?
He doesn't get it. That's the thing. He's like,
oh my God, people care about you, Billiam. Well, knock it off.
When Kevin Smith had his Widowmaker, he went full vegan after that and looks amazing now.
He doesn't even look like him.
Looks, no, he doesn't look
he
like
looks
him
very
at all.
Weird. Did he have to get a bunch of skin cut off of him?
I don't know.
He was a
I don't
big
think
dude.
He was ever that heavy.
He was big enough that he had a big beef with Southwest because they made him buy two seats.
I remember that. I remember he tweeted that or something like that.
Yeah. And when I was working with him, he was always cheating on his diet.
What diet?
Yeah.
This story really bums me out. Here's a headline. George R.R. Martin no longer knows if he'll finish Game of Thrones book.
No!
Unfortunately, I am 13 years late, he said. You know, honestly,
know
though,
the
Maddie,
answer.
He won't. Yeah.
No!
I knew this 10 years ago when this guy was busy doing other stuff. I'm like, tick, tick on the books, old, unhealthy-looking dude.
Yeah!
That's right. God, I just to see it written out, though, it just annoys me so much. Especially, like, you know, that whole House of the Dragon thing they're doing now, which I do like. I think that show's fine, and, you know, I don't love it the way I loved Game of Thrones, but it's in that universe, and I do like it. And I really liked that. Was it the second season we just watched? Yeah. I ended up really, really liking that. But that's based on a book that he wrote when he should have been. He was writing, like, the backstory on the 200 years between Aegon the Conqueror and Daenerys Targaryen.
It's a history book,
it's
basically.
It's a history book with tiny little stories in it. And it is it's a tome.
Oh, I haven't.
It's unbelievable. It. Like, the amount of time that he did that, like, please, please, just, please, we all want to hear the end of this story. Please, George R.R. Martin. Please.
So you said he probably won't finish it.
He says he no longer knows if he'll finish the Game of Thrones. Let me see if I can find the exact quote here.
I know.
I know you do.
Oh, Vinny.
I'm just telling you, like, the dude doesn't want to deal with it.
I don't want to, no.
He says he has stalled out with the sixth and second to last title, which is called The Winds of Winter. He was talking to The Hollywood Reporter. He said, unfortunately, I'm 13 years late. Every time I say that, I'm like, how could I be 13 years late? I don't know. It happens a day at a time. A lot of people are already writing obituaries for me. They're saying, oh, he'll never be finished. Maybe they're right. I don't know. I'm alive right now. I seem pretty vital.
How many hours did you do today, George R.R. Martin?
I'm going to say he did zero.
Somebody needs to pull a Misery on him.
Yes.
Take him hostage, put him in a cabin, and say, you're going to finish this GD book.
Yes. Endorse that.
Finish
that
it
is not,
or you're dying.
Great.
Oh, my God.
This vigilante
so
thing's
true.
Getting way out of hand.
I love it. This
it
is
might
perfect.
Be me.
Let's do this thing.
Come on, Sarah.
I'm going to come and help you.
Oh, my gosh.
Not only did he write the the history of the Targaryens, but that the Dunk and Egg things, the Tales of Dunk and Egg, that's the Knight of the Seven Kingdoms. Those were adorable, but they were also, the Hedge Knight. They were not the furthering of the story of the Game of Thrones. So, like, how can this be happening? Please get to freaking work, dude.
That's like the worst news I've heard.
I know.
In weeks.
You didn't know that, though? I mean, honestly.
To hear him say it out loud, though, is a different thing than, like, I thought that secretly he was working and all of a sudden we'd get that sixth book.
Me too.
Here's what's going to happen, though.
I still
I
think he's
faking. You know the girl with the dragon tattoo books?
Yeah.
The guy died before those came out.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of his name.
Stieg Larsson.
Thank you. He was only half done with like the third one, and then somebody took it over and finished it. And it's, you can't tell. And then they went on. There are more of those books. This person continued to write those books. I don't know what their deal is. Are they a fan? Were they a hired hand? Just an incredible writer? Someone who really had respect and loved the books and wanted to further the story? I don't know what it was, but we need to find that person who's going to step in and write these GD books. I'll read those. I'll bet you there's fan fiction out there that
I'm sure.
That takes
and,
it
or
over.
AI as well.
Yeah, AI, finish this story, please. Oh my God, it's not what you want to hear, sorry. And breaking news, Simone Biles, the most decorated American Olympic gymnast, has announced her retirement at age 27. Not surprising. Following her gold medal win at the Paris Olympics, she revealed she's expecting a child with her husband, Jonathan Owens. So Congrats on an incredible career, Simone Biles. What's coming up, Vin?
So much stuff, including, have you ever done it on your childhood bed? And more after.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Please.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check us out live on the free Odyssey app.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by BART. If you're shopping, ice skating, or heading to the airport this holiday season, avoid the stress of dealing with unpredictable Bay Area traffic. Take BART. Visit BART.gov. BART. Let's go.
All right, let's do it.
BART. Here's what's happening. We have rain in the forecast.
Oh.
So I remember we were headed to Tahoe for Thanksgiving, and there was this big, you know, the doozy of a storm. That
bomb cyclone.
Yeah, that didn't really show up. But then after that, like a storm was Tuesday, then Wednesday, it was like sun for 10 days straight. And I just went, whoa, that's bad news. All of a sudden, yesterday, I think it was, I was looking at getting ready for work and looking at the forecast and went, well, there's Napa's locked in rain most of the week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So now these are the apps, the same app you probably have on your own phone. I did look ahead and there's some rain in the forecast for this Friday in Oakland. Despite fact that we will be, you know, partying either
way. That'll probably turn to snow just to make it all Christmassy and stuff.
Oh, I hope that's the case.
It'll be fine.
Napa's locked in from Wednesday through Monday. So this is the early preliminary reports. San Jose is not going to see it anywhere near like that. But there's rain in the forecast. So get ready. Do what you got to do.
All right.
Midweek rain.
Thanks for the heads up.
It's coming. Okay. This story I found interesting from a couple different angles. The headline is, a disturbing number of singles hope to hook up in their childhood bed this month.
Oh, they'll be home for the holidays.
So I guess that's I'm returning home. I'm a grown up. I can do what I want. Mom can't tell me because I'm a grown up now.
Yeah.
Now, the question I thought of was, did you do it? Did you ever do it in your childhood bed?
Yeah, I did a bunch of times in my childhood bed. And I did it in my parents' bed. Sorry, Mom and Dad.
But when you were a child. I mean, loosely put, but...
Yes, I was a teenager.
When you lived in the house with them. With like, them. You didn't return home...
And get in their bed. No,
John
I did not.
And go, hey!
I did it with John in the bed after we were married. No, we weren't married then.
So in your mom and dad's bed?
In my mom and dad's bed. I think they were just gone, and I was like... And they had a water bed. When we lived in East Bridgewater.
Your parents had a waterbed.
Let's do it on the waterbed.
Oh, is sex on the waterbed not what you think?
Not great? I don't know what waterbeds are like now, but my parents' waterbed was a sack of water. Like, no baffling in there, nothing to keep it. Like, if you got in it on one side, if you were alone in that bed, you were touching the bottom. Like there's, I was like, this is dumb and really warm, like really hot. You know, it's sort of like a big plastic water, hot water bottle.
You know,
it was we did it to be funny, but I was just like, well, no wonder they don't have sex anymore. My parents.
How do you know they don't do that?
Just because they had their three kids and they never had sex again, obviously, Vinny.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I could see where a layer or a thin top, water top, might have been a little more useful.
Something to keep the mattress. Yeah, it's in like a box that's been built. Yeah. And they just put a sack of water in there. I'm like, that just seems.
I had friends that had them. I don't remember.
It was a very 70s thing.
There wasn't. We never had one in our house. That's for sure. But I do think also about childhood beds. At some point, I got not a twin, but a, what's next?
A full.
I had a full mattress because I was the oldest boy, I guess. And I don't know if I got that as a hand-me-down. I don't know if they found that on the side of the road and took it home. I have no idea. But I had this bed that I took from, I'd say I had it from 16. And yes, I boned on that bed too.
Of course,
with,
yeah.
You know, the girl that I was with at the time and a couple other girls. But anyway, and then I had that bed until I was about 25 or 26.
Oh, you took it with you out of the house.
Oh, yeah. And it became this thing that you fell into and couldn't get out of. Mm-hmm. I remember
there is a lifespan on a mattress.
My older, in my 20s, I dated a lady for about a year. And she would get in and be like, I can't get out. Like, literally, I can't get out. I'm not too tired. I can't get my leg over.
Can you shove me up and out of this bed? Did you guys like roll together into the middle?
You rolled into the middle.
There was
really
no like sleeping without full body contact.
And I'm not even a heavy dude, so it's weird that that thing took on such a dip. But you know, old bed technology,
go, right?
It just stopped being a bed and became a.
Was it one of those like a spring inside thing? Or
yeah, the old school spring bed.
Right.
Anyway.
So you have done it in your parents or in your childhood bed because you took it with you.
Yes, because I took it with me. But I did it when I lived with them
home.
As well.
One time he brought this girl home and she had to go pee or something and like had to sneak down the hall at Vinny's house like while his parents were asleep.
Our upstairs, at the top of the stairs was a landing.
Yeah.
And the landing led to all the bedrooms.
And
the
bathroom.
And the bathroom was right outside my bedroom door and right outside my parents' bedroom door. They had their own.
Oh, did they?
But on the landing was the entry to all of these places. And this girl, I was super happy, so happy to have her home with me. And I was so excited.
What fun.
It was great fun. Mm. It really was. I was so thrilled. And I got her, we'd been to a party and my parents and my brothers are asleep. And I'm in the bedroom just going, shh.
I can't believe you brought a girl through. Like, oh, your whole family's there to sleep. What the things we do because we don't have anywhere else to do anything.
So
why do I have to be quiet? What does it matter?
I get her tops off.
Oh boy.
And she's just awesome looking and I'm so happy. And then she goes, I have to use the restroom. And I'm like,
no, there's a bucket right over there.
Gets up, opens the door to my bedroom, walks out with her top off into the bathroom. And I'm just I'm in my bed going.
With her top off?
Top off. Just walked out of my room into the bathroom, used the bathroom, comes out, walks back into my room. And I was like, oh my God. And then I was waiting for Vincent. I was just waiting for my mom.
I just saw like, boobies.
The full name, the whole thing. Vincent Michael. No, we did it. And I drove her home after. And
oh boy.
Now
Sandy, what do you make of this? Did you just put a pillow over your head?
She
or,
may have done that.
Because you're like, I just don't know what to do and I don't want to see the girl's boobs.
Because honestly, the way I remember it, your parents wake up from everything. All the noises of the house are like, are the kids okay? You know what I mean? Like, don't you?
I remember it being difficult to sneak anything around my parents. But also, as a parent, I'm like, wow, I'm pretty oblivious. So I'm just worried about my stuff. I don't know. Like, I wasn't, as a parent, I wasn't listening for my kids to do something wrong.
But your kids really didn't do stuff wrong.
They didn't. They were really good kids. Yep. They didn't really have to sneak out. Yeah, I guess I don't know.
Over half of single people who are headed home this month will go for it if the opportunity arises. That is, it being doing it in their childhood bed.
Well, if you bring home someone with you, then why wouldn't you? Also, although if it's a twin, what a pain in the ass.
Part of that is we moved when I turned 18, and so the childhood home was completely differently configured once we got to the other house. Then I moved out. And then they moved again. My dad was in the airline business, almost like radio.
Yeah.
You move.
Where did they move from Irvine?
To San Diego.
Oh, okay. Oh, and that's where the San Diego connection came in for you. You moved off in San Diego.
We moved together to San Diego, and then I had to move out from there. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So then I lived on my own in San Diego for the rest of my life.
Until this very day.
There was no home bed to go to, is my point. People were twice as likely to say they might hook up with someone they know, not someone they meet while they're home. So you're going home to someone you already have.
So this isn't about I'm bringing someone home. It's that if I meet someone when I go out to meet all my old college buddies, all my old school friends.
And she says or he says, let's do this. Yeah. You're in.
I'm going to sneak that person into my parents' house.
30%, almost 30%, expect to hear from an ex while they're home for the holidays this year, and that might be one of the hookups.
Mm-hmm. That's fun.
Is it?
Yeah, I think that's kind of fun. Like, hey.
I've done that.
I always
really?
Felt bad about myself with the go back. The you
didn't stop you, though.
Weak, no. Okay. But, I mean, come on, you weakling. You said never again how many times, and here you are.
I had a girl dump me in college, and then I moved to New York, and I was doing radio, and I came back. And
oh, you were a big shot.
Yeah, yeah, big man.
And
this is
totally made out with her for spite.
West Virginia.
Yeah, back to my college town, and saw her in a bar, just made out with her like crazy. No, but, you know, I got a little.
No, I mean, it's not quite a notch, Addy. You need to seal the deal.
Oh, I'm not great at that.
But then you were mean to her.
I wasn't mean to her. I just didn't. That was it. See you later. No exchanging.
Bye. I'm back. Going back to my awesome life in New York.
Yeah.
Where I'm a big shot and you're not. Loser.
I'm a big shot and you're not.
Next story is, here are some collector's items you can stop collecting.
Oh.
You know, you roll the dice on these things. You go, I've always loved Beanie Babies and I've got 20 of them. Nearly all of them are worth under $20.
They say,
yeah, you can stop that right now. There's tons on eBay for even less than $20. The gamble didn't pay off this time.
Yeah, you should start collecting Bitcoin, I think. Start, you know, see if you can
try that.
Collect that.
Most vinyl records, they say the market is saturated. They just don't hold much value. They're cool to listen to. And if you like having a collection of music, it's great.
Yeah.
Don't expect to get rich selling that.
Selling your collection.
100th printing of Led Zeppelin's, you know, in through the outdoor. It's not going to happen.
Mm-mm. It's a good one, though.
It is. But
of all their records, though, that's the one I could probably live without.
In Through the Outdoor?
Yeah, that one and Coda.
Isn't In Through the Outdoor the one with Fool in the Rain?
Is it? I thought it was. It might be. But yeah. If there's one to live without, that might be it.
And that's when the levee breaks.
Love. Yeah, I could live without that. Yeah. Some of those old blues regression songs, I don't care about those.
Oh, and the
I need the first four.
What?
Yeah.
Pez dispensers, even the good ones only sell for a buck or two.
Oh.
These are things that people collect that you can stop collecting now. Pogs.
What are pogs?
Like paper circles, I think.
Yeah.
I didn't even have them.
Paper circles?
Yeah.
They're like cardboard.
And people collect them?
It was a thing for a while.
Or something?
It was a thing.
Okay.
Baseball cards. The really old ones, yes, can be worth money. And if they're mint, yes, you'll make a fortune. But they got mass produced and most of the ones you've been holding on to from the 80s aren't worth anything.
Oh.
New comic books. Again, vintage ones, sure. New ones, now, that said,
Someday they will be vintage.
A new comic book today might be worth something down the line, but I even think now it's just over.
Media has just changed so much, mm-hmm. too. I mean, I suppose there's always, it's like people who collect vinyl. That's a nostalgia thing or just a, I just feel like people aren't reading comic books the way they used to. Because there are so many other things available.
Vintage Playboy magazines, they say. They have to be in mint condition to be worth anything.
You can't have used them.
Frayed pages.
Stuck together pages.
Sell.
No good.
I just picked one of those up. Somebody at our hunting camp died. And they left, you know, they had to clean their locker out. And he had a 1967 Playboy, which had Sharon Tate's spread in it. So I was like, this is... got to be worth something. It's got Sharon Tate in it.
So did you
like
grab right it?
Oh, yeah, I've got
gonna
it.
You going to get it appraised?
Oh, no, it's not in great shape. But it's so cool to read the old articles and look at the advertisements. Like, it's just neat.
I know, old magazines are really fun. Yeah.
Sharon Tate. You know, that would be the thing, I think, is what you just hit on. Like, there are some celebrity spreads, for lack of a better word, that I think would be really valuable. To me, the big one, and this is the funny thing about modern life in general, I don't know when we went from not knowing anything to having access to everything.
Mm. You know, it's like pretty recent,
The Google thing where you're just like, yeah, I can answer any question. What do you want to know?
Right. There's no more argument where it's just like whoever yells the loudest wins. It's like, you can stop your yelling now. I have the answer right here.
When Elle McPherson posed in Playboy,
yes.
To me, that was... the lady that I needed to see naked more badly than any other naked lady in the world.
Oh.
Like Elle McPherson's in Playboy? What?
My dad has held on to this. Whenever Playboy comes up, he always goes, he's 89, and he's like, I've got the Vanna White one.
Oh.
He loves that one. That's like his favorite. Yeah, Vanna
you
White.
You do end up having a
Vanna
real...
was in Playboy?
Yeah. And my dad, that's that. He's held on to that.
Everyone.
He loves that. He brags about it.
Oh.
And those old, there's, well, anyway, not to get too romantic about, you know, old Playboys, but I do think there are some that are like worthless just in general for what they posted and everything, unless it's a family member and you're like, hey, this was my mom. But there's also Jenny McCarthy's probably whatever. She was the Playmate of the Year, is that what they used to call it? That's probably worth something since she went on to be a thing.
Yep.
Maybe.
I have a story about her today.
What?
I know.
What? Our text number is 800-400-3697. My house has always had squeaky front door and I left it that way so I would know when my daughter came and went. Same with her bedroom door. Yeah, can't imagine my parents didn't hear the ruckus we were making. And I'm not talking about doing it. I'm talking about her springing out of the door in my room into the bathroom, clunk.
But think about this.
Yeah.
If it were just you and you had nothing to hide, you also would have, you are you. You would have clunk, clunk, ding, clunk, ding, go in the bathroom, do your thing, clunk, clunk, ding, clunk. Like, it's probably better that she just went into the bathroom and used the bathroom than it would be for her to be sneaking and stuff. Because why does she have to sneak into the, why would you have to sneak into the bathroom? Your parents probably like, oh, there's Vinny.
I don't know.
So loud. It just freaked you out because you're like, can you please get down on all fours and crawl in there?
There's a point where you do have this like, I really want this to happen. You know what I don't want? An intervention at this point. It did happen, by the way.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I was hoping you'd say that.
Yeah, way to go.
Sealed the deal.
High five.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, is it that time?
Yeah, it is already.
The return of the church lady.